This report is brought to you by Ecobank, A Better Way, A Better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. I am James Ishan. Now, let's settle for the details. First, of the Petroleum Commission has hinted that it is considering reducing government 15% stake in fresh oil exploration investment brought into the country. There are fears that Ghana could lose out to other African countries when it comes to attracting fresh capital into the oil sector. Chief Executive of Petroleum Commission, Egbert Fabio, has been speaking at the launch of the Africa Oil Week conference in Accra.
So when you look around, Cote d'Ivoire, Namibia, Angola, Nigeria, Guyana, and all the rest. If you do the analysis, they are hovering around high participating interest of 10%. So if you go to the market with these competitors, if you're an investor, where would you want to go? So the Petroleum Commission, GNPC, and the Ministry of Energy have been very hard at work trying to come up with various permutations to engender and promote reform in our legislative or regulatory or fiscal regime framework to ensure that we become competitive as our neighbors. We become competitive as everyone else who is looking for investment.
Egbert Fabio is the Chief Executive Officer of the Petroleum Commission. Now, energy analyst Dr. Yusuf Suleiman is pushing for more investment into the oil sector to improve returns from that area. It follows revelation from the Public Interest and Accountability Committee that total revenue from crude oil production from the country's fields went up by more than 55%. Dr. Suleiman argued that this is one of the surest ways to sustain these gains.
And this is a time that we require investment to the oil field. So I want to urge the players to consistently make sure that they put the required investment strategically into this field. If you don't do investment, especially the infield drilling, that's what is required now. We need new fields. Even if the new fields are not coming, we need infield drilling, and that requires investment. That's number one. Number two, we need to stick to the directives of PIAC with respect to the PRMA, the Petroleum Revenue Management. It's very important. It's just like the cash flow mechanism we're talking about. Look, even if the revenue is not coming in the quantum that we needed, whatever is coming, there's a formula that you need to distribute to. Stick to that, because there's every reason that formula was gotten, or that formula we came out with that formula. If you don't stick to that, we're going to have ourselves to blame, especially for the core business.
And that was energy analyst Dr. Yusuf Suleiman. Now, to one of our headline stories, the Association of Ghana Industries has made a strong case for the next government to remove the Customs Act 891, which allows the Ghana Revenue Authority to adjust port duties almost every 2 weeks using the dollar rate as benchmark. Speaking to Joy Business at the 64th Annual General Meeting and Job Fair of the AGI, President Humphrey Enyimdake says that the policy is not helping businesses in the country.
It has a cascading effect on the cost of doing business. And that which Weston said is that by the end of the period, it has inflationary sentiment. It drives your policy rate and it derails all your macroeconomic gains. Because, and I gave you a clear example of the debt of the country, and by virtue of the depreciation, your euro bond that you go in for is depreciated and you need cedis to pay it. Majority of our inputs, whether they are finished goods or intermediary goods, are imported. And it have significant effect by virtue of Act 891 and referencing the Bank of Ghana rates. So your cost composition changes every other day.
Humphrey Enyimdake is the president of the Association of Ghana Industries. And that's the end of the Joy Business Report, brought to you by Ecobank, A Better Way, A Better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. Stay tuned in for the Joy Business Van after this.